Imaragai Gimbai, Biripi Barai. That means welcome friends to Biripi country, and it is on behalf of the Biripi people, the custodians of this land, I would like to pay respect to the elders, both past and present, and extend that respect to each and every one listening to King's Kids.
Hello and welcome to King's Kids. I'm Heidi. Tony Dennison is our Aboriginal evangelist who shares his unique perspective on life. Last week, Tony shared how from a young age he was sexually abused by multiple perpetrators and how anger and hurt were an integral part of his life. This week, Tony shares with us how forgiveness allowed him to be set free from the prison of shame and guilt and how God is the reason he now enjoys complete healing from sexual abuse.
We know we need to forgive because God says to, but we never really want to forgive because we never want to get rid of it. Because while we have unforgiveness in our heart, we've got something to bitch about. We've got something to complain about. And somebody will say, how are you going today, brother? How are you going today, sister? And you say, oh, yeah, well, I got this, I got that. Because you never want to give it up. And, you know, God will send it around and around and around until you deal with it. I remember driving down Tamworth one day and this person was crossing the street. I had a split-second decision. Will I hit the brakes or will I run him over? And I could always say it was an accident. This was somebody that I really needed to forgive. And I hit the brake that I didn't run him over. And I said, all right, Lord, you're going to keep dealing, bringing this stuff around till I deal with forgiveness. You know, many times God had brought it back and I continue to ignore God. You think if you can ignore God long enough, he's not going to keep bringing it back. Once I accepted forgiveness, I was able to forgive others. And then when I was able to forgive others, I was able to help others. So what had happened was I was in this church and the pastor says, you know, get up and say hello to somebody that you don't know. This man was sitting next to me and he turned and he shook hands and he told me his name. My heart stopped. I couldn't believe it. 40 years later, this is the man sitting next to me in church. And he interfered with me when I was about 5 years old. And I just got so angry with God. I said, God, how dare you? How dare you allow pedophiles to come into this church? And I stormed out. We only had the one car. I didn't tell the wife. I didn't tell the kids. I didn't tell the pastor. Man, I was just so full of anger and rage with God. I just stormed out of the church. I got in the car and I went home and I was desperate to talk to God and I got a hold of God and I said, God, how dare you? How dare you allow that pedophile to come into that church? My argument with God was, I said, God, he's only coming to church because he wants to try and get a favour from the court saying he's a Christian or he's going to church and all this and that. And God said to me, Tony, it's none of your business why he's in church. God said, I led a bank robber in, didn't I? And he just stopped me in my tracks. I said, but God, and God said, Tony, there's no buts. Doesn't matter why he's in church. Doesn't matter why you go to church, because one day you're going to give an account to me and you're going to be standing in front of me all by yourself. Not your wife, not your brothers, not your mum, not your dad, not anybody else, just me and you. And you can't say, oh, if you didn't allow this, if you didn't give me that wife, or you didn't give me that husband, or you didn't give me that father, then I would have been a better Christian. If you didn't give me them kids, I would have been a better Christian. You see, they're excuses and they don't wash. Blame somebody else for what's happened to you. Don't take responsibility. If the world started taking responsibility for their actions, the jails wouldn't be as half as full. The mental institutions wouldn't be as half as full because people don't take face up to their responsibilities. God gave me the answer that same afternoon. God told me that I needed to forgive this man and to forgive him from my whole heart. And I said, oh God, I can't do that. You know, I stayed away from church another 3 weeks. I'm a pastor, I'm an evangelist, and I walk with God every day. But even I get stubborn. And sometimes God's so patient. I'm glad he doesn't smack me over the head with a big stick when I'm stubborn and I don't want to do what God tells me. I say to people, I was not always this black and my nose wasn't always this flat. It's just that I keep getting burnt because I keep walking, trying to walk through doors that God don't want me to. And every time I hit a door, my nose gets a bit flatter. God is very good because God never asks us to do anything that he won't give us the strength and the power to do. So 3 weeks gone by, I've been moping around, sooking like a little princess. And I said, God, okay, I'm going to suck it up and I'm going to go to church. So he gets in the church and I sees the pastor and I said, you tell that guy to come out here. And when he came out, he said, who are you? And I told him who I was. I said, I want to tell you something, that I forgive you from the bottom of my heart for taking my childhood, for what you did to me. I want you to know that I really forgive you, and I wanted you to know that. And he said, I should be asking you to forgive me. I said, no, it don't work like that. Even though you offended me, God says to me, I should forgive you, because if I can't forgive you, then God can't forgive me for the things that I do. And I tell you what, if God was keeping count up there, that whiteboard would be full every day. Because of God's grace and mercy and forgiveness, I need that in my life. And if I don't forgive people that do things to me, then I can't expect God to forgive me.
Is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving. first cry till final breath. Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I'll stand.
I said to this guy, I said, I forgive you. And then I hugged him. Tony Dennison hugging a pedophile. You've got to be crazy. But it was a God thing. I just hugged him and told him God loved him and I loved him too. And I looked around and said, where did that come from? Anyway, I went in the church and I sat down. And then when the pastor said, has anybody got anything to share? And I got up and I didn't mention his name, but I said, I told him what had happened. And I said, you know, we have to forgive. And I said to this person, can I pray for you? And I did. And I asked the church to pray for him. See, I didn't even know why he was in town. But he'd interfered with some white kids. And he was arrested and charged for it. But that was, you know, years and years ago, you know, 20, 30 years before. See, God's timing's so perfect because, you see, when he went to court the next day, the white kids that he interfered with were actually going to our church. And they weren't coming to church because he was there. And if he went to court and pleaded not guilty, it meant they would have to go to court and testify in a full-packed courtroom of all the things that he did to them. But you see, when God's involved, I prayed with this guy. And so what happened was, he goes to court and he says to the judge, he said, I want you to change my plea from not guilty to guilty. And the judge looked at him. He said, you know, if you change your plea, he said, you'll go to jail for a long time. And you'll be in the tracks part of the prison. You'll be on protective custody. And the judge said, before I change your plea, he said, I want you to tell me why. He said, 3 weeks before, I was sitting in a church. And I sat next to this guy. And when I introduced myself to him, he just walked out of the church in an angry mind. I took no notice of it. But he came back 3 weeks later and he told me that I'd interfered with him when he was 5 years old. But he said because of God in his life and God in his heart, he forgave me. Not only did he forgave me, that he hugged me and told me that God loved me and he loved me too. And then he prayed for me in church in front of everybody. And he gave me a hug. He said, Your Honor, that's why I want to plead guilty today, because I'm guilty. He said, God has forgiven me, but I need to make amends for what I've done. The moment that I forgave him is the part I really want to tell you about. Because for all them years of anger, pent-up hate and bitterness, and that was just destroying me like a cancer. It was so painful to live like that. And you know, I lived like that for a long time, over 40 years. It destroyed my relationship with my children. It destroyed my relationship with my wife. It destroyed a relationship with lots of friends because I was so full of pride. I was so full of anger, full of hate, and I didn't want to deal with it. But you know, the day I forgave that man, I went before God and I forgave all the other people that interfered with me, the other pedophiles, and other people who'd done me wrong. I said, God, you bring them to my heart. And I'll forgive them. And you know what? That day, I felt free for the very first time in my life.
Fighting voice. someone hears me crying in the night and carries me away. Set me free. Finds me crying in the rain, all alone with my demons I am. Who is this man that comes my way? The dark ones shriek, they scream his name. Is this the one they say will set the captive free? Set me free.
Experience forgiveness for the first time. You know, a lot of people can't forgive out there because they've never experienced forgiveness. A lot of people find it hard to be committed in a relationship because they have unforgiveness. They have untrust in their lives. A lot of people find it hard to commit to a relationship because they're so hurt. And you know what they need to do to get rid of that? They need to just say, God, I want to hand it all over to you because I can't deal with this. You don't need to get on your knees with a mouth full of marbles and say King James prayers full of dots and thous and all this and that. You don't have to go to somebody and confess your sins. All you need to do is say, God, help me. God, in my desperate need, in my hour of need, can you reach out and touch me? Can you just take away this hurt, Father God? Can you just forgive me? Even if you're not a Christian, you can ask God for help. And if you're out there today and you need help from God, you don't need Tony Dennison. You don't need Steph. All you need is to say in your heart, say, God, I want you to help me. And if you're not a Christian and you really want to know God, say, Father God, I know that I'm a sinner. I know my sin separates me from your love. I know that Jesus, your son, died on the cross for me. And he died in my place and he took away my sin. And if that's you today, you say, God, I just want you to make me a Christian. That's the prayer I prayed when I didn't know how to become a Christian in the bull rushes. I said, God, just make me like my uncle. God hears those prayers. And the moment you say it with sincerity, not with your head but with your heart, the moment you say, God, come into my heart and live in me, you'll become a brand new creation.
Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Through death into life everlasting, He passed and we follow Him there. Over us sin no more hath dominion, for more than conquerors we are. And turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. His word shall not fail you, He promised. Believe Him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying, His perfect salvation to tell. And turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Alan Jackson there with Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. Other music heard in today's program came from Casting Crowns and Phillips Craig and Dean. If you've been struggling with your brokenness and feel as though you have no way out, we want you to know that you're not alone. Like Tony, you can turn to Jesus and find the freedom and comfort you've always yearned for. We would love to help you on your journey to wholeness and healing. You can call Tony on 0427 839 474. That's 0427 839 474. We want to help you and pray for you. Please join us at the same time next week. And remember, if you would like to hear Tony's program again, go to our website at kingskidsministries.org. God bless you and bye for now. King's Kids is produced in the studios of Rema FM, Port Macquarie.